Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 90. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to end, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, quote, return to dust, you mortals, end quote. For you, a thousand years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it is dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger, we are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with a groan. 70 years are given to us, some even live to 80. But even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear, and we fly away. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to realize the brevity of life, so that we may grow in wisdom. O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us, your servants, see you work again. Let our children see your glory. And may the Lord our God show us his approval, and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 90 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. This is the oldest psalm in the Bible, composed by Moses over 3,300 years ago. God is described as sovereign over all generations, and humans are only passing dust. This psalm begins Book 4 of Psalms, covering Psalms 90 through 106. These psalms are mostly anonymous, and they focus on the greatness of God in the midst of a world that is hard. People will oppose and oppress the Lord's people, yet God remains faithful, and those who trust in him will endure, from what was written in verse 17. Moses saw the Lord face to face, and he was aware of his own frailty compared to God. He was aware of his sins and accepted that God could be angry with him, which was recorded in verses 7 through 9. Our hope is found in the very character of God. He is loving and faithful. It is his love that satisfies us every morning and fills us with joy, from what the psalmist talks about in verse 14. The same God who led Moses into the promised land is leading you today. The world has changed, but God has not. He is always faithful, loving, and righteous. Our lives are so short, yet we often think that we are the center of the universe. Go back through this psalm and note the humility that comes from walking with the Lord. We are dearly loved as frail children. Our strength is in Him alone. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can your soul be, quote, satisfied each morning with God's unfailing love, end quote? Why is it important to remember that our lives are frail and temporary? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.